USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Folks that we spoke to, they've done a fantastic job. They're going to meet the needs of the public. They're going round the clock if they have to, and they're committed to the communities where they're serving and which they serve so beautifully and have for a long time.
President Trump says he's spoken to the CEOs of grocery stores across the country, and in light of all the fear of coronavirus spreading, the supermarkets promise shelves will be replenished with supplies. The president asking the American people not to hoard.
And the stores are stocking up at a level that's beyond Christmas time. That's great. It was very reassuring speaking to these people. They have it totally in hand. There's no need for anybody in the country to hoard essential food supplies. They said to me, could you please tell them, just go and buy, enjoy it, have a nice dinner, relax, because there's plenty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden hitting the debate stage. Because of coronavirus, there's no audience, and the event moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Washington, D.C. CNN sponsoring this 11th debate of the 2020 election cycle. Biden asked, what do you say to Americans confronting the new reality of life due to the coronavirus? His answer?
First of all, my heart goes out to those who have already lost someone or those who are suffering from the virus. And this is bigger than any one of us. This is calls for a national rallying to everybody move together. And, you know, I laid out in detail what I would do if were I president today. You can go to joebiden.com .com. I laid it out in significant detail. But there are three pieces of this. First of all, I have to take care of those who, in fact, are exposed or likely to be exposed to the virus. And that means we have to do testing. We have to get the testing kits up and ready.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. and China continue to clash over the coronavirus crisis. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Chinese foreign ministry officials have suggested that members of the U.S. Army brought the virus to China. A U.S. diplomat, David Stilwell, calling it a conspiracy theory that's dangerous and ridiculous. It followed remarks last week by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien accusing the Chinese government of covering up the initial outbreak for about 2 months.
If we'd had those and been able to sequence the virus and had the cooperation necessary from the Chinese, had a WHO team been on the ground, had a CDC team, which we'd offered, been on the ground, I think we could have dramatically curtailed what happened both in China and what's now happening across the world.
He was speaking at the Heritage Foundation.
And the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., battling forgery issues. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
An art fraud investigation team announced that none of the Museum of the Bible's Dead Sea Scroll fragments is actually genuine. The results of the third-party scientific analysis by Art Fraud Insights came more than a year after the museum determined 5 of its fragments were fake. Before it opened in 2017, the Museum of the Bible's collection came under scrutiny by critics of the collecting practices of Hobby Lobby President Steve Green, who donated some of the exhibits at the museum. The Green family has collected about 40,000 artifacts worth more than $205 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.